Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you this 15th day of April 2024? It's tax day. Oh, joy. But I hope you're well. I hope you're enjoying the spring weather, and I hope you're doing well. Today's podcast is going to be from my blog posted yesterday, the title of which is Let It Go. So let me begin. Let it go. Release the fear, the anger, and the judgment. How does it serve you, other than dimming your light and causing you to suffer when you were meant to experience joy and peace? Dear one, it is your choice on how to move forward from this moment on. You have the freedom to experience either joy or suffering. You have been taught to suffer with doubt and judgment of yourself and others. But you can change that pattern now. It is up to you. Fear has enveloped this planet with its heaviness and suffocating grasp upon humanity. But now is the time to accept your divinity. Never before has there been so much help available to you to make the shift, to drop the cloak of those human limitations, to allow your inner light to shine brightly, to fill your heart with joy once again. Does not the possibility of this change fill you with hope? Close your eyes and ask the Mother to fill you with her essence. Then feel her tendrils gently caressing your body as she rises within you, filling every cell with her essence. Ask permission to become one with her magnificent strength. Then sink your roots deeply into the Mother and her crystalline core. Ah, the beauty of connection with Mother Gaia. Then notice how your view of your surroundings has changed. Feel the connection with all of nature. Send all your fears and doubts down into the Mother. She is strong enough to transmute those heavy energies into light and beauty. Feel the lightness begin to fill your body as light energy replaces the dark energy of fear. For your entire life, you have listened to others rather than listening to your own heart. Dear one, realize that others struggle as well, and their truth may not be your truth. The guidance you seek comes from within, not from others. All of humanity is flawed in some way. These are the challenges to help each of you to grow. It is time to retrieve the power you gave to others. Understand that allowing others to cause you anger, fear, or stress gives them power. Keep that power for yourself and use it to send out love, compassion, and kindness. You are like a toddler learning to walk. It takes practice and awareness of how you take each step forward. Can you open your eyes to the lives of others and realize that they too are struggling to move forward? Remove them from their thrones and see them as they are, just like you. Simplify your life. Having too much to do causes you to allow others to think for you. Your true path can be revealed with quiet time of meditation and contemplation. Trust your heart. Trust your connection to the Mother. Trust your power and use it wisely as it begins to emerge. Do not put off until tomorrow what can be done today. Make it a simpler day. Pay attention to what your body tells you. Pay attention to your breath. Are you holding your breath too often? This is what you do when you are angry or stressed. If you notice this, focus on deep, slow breaths to release that stress that you hold so close. Dear one, use those wondrous physical senses you have been given: sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Stop living in your mind and allow your beautiful body to share the wonders of your life with you. Your mind is there to help navigate your life, but your body was designed to allow you to experience life in the fullest. You are on the cusp of a massive change upon this magnificent planet. Do not cower within your mind. Open your arms and your heart and experience the joy that is awaiting you. It is your choice, dear one. We offer you a future of joy and connection. Let us take your hand and guide you forward as your inner light emerges in all of its brilliance. Choose joy, choose love, choose forgiveness, and change your life. It is possible. Begin in this very moment and accept your true nature, that of love and connection. Dearest, dearest one, with all of thee. I connect with Mother Gaia every morning, and I can feel her essence moving up through me. I can feel her in every cell of my body. It is just such a wonderful feeling. I hope that you can feel that as well. It just makes me feel connected to all of Mother Earth. And as a farmer, that's important to me. I think the message here is to listen to your own heart. We have become so used to relying on others to tell us what to do. And part of that is because we're so overwhelmed with life, we're too lazy to think for ourselves. I think that's one reason why so many people have come into power, because the masses just don't even want to think for themselves anymore. They can't. They're unable to because they don't have the energy to do it anymore. So see if you can just listen to your heart more. See if you can just simplify your life and see if you can just see the beauty around you. Use all of your senses. We are so much in our minds that we don't even use those senses we've been given, and they're beautiful gifts. So that's the message. I hope you're well. Forgive my allergies. They are just a bad season this year, but this too will pass. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.